The Baal HaTurim, at the beginning of the Parsha of Tetzava, mentions that the name of Moshe is not mentioned in the Parsha of Tetzava. From the beginning of Shmos, when Moshe is first mentioned, the only Parsha in the Torah where his name is not mentioned is in Parsha Tetzava. And he says that the reason is because when Moshe said, Machinina Misifacha, so Kilas Chochma Fila Tnai Miskayemis. And so therefore, Moshe's name is, so to speak, erased from the Parsha of Tetzava. What the name of the Goyin, that generally Parsha Tetzava is read during the week of Zayin Adar, which of course is the day of Moshe's Ptiva. And I'd like to suggest that the reason for this is that the Big Day Kahuna, as the Ramban says in the beginning of the Parsha, are like Big Day Malchus. They're royal garments. And we know that the Loch is Bisman Shibig Name Alem, Kunostim Alem, Ain Big Name Alem, Ain Kunosham, that the Kohen, when he does the Avodah, if he does it without the Begodim, he's not considered a Kohen. And he's Chayiv for being Azar, for doing a vote in the basement. This is a perfect example of the clothes make the man. And it's this external appointment of the kahuna that are demonstrated by the and effectuated by his wearing the Big Day Kahuna. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal tell us, had a din of a Kohen Gadol, a Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu b'Mokom Ayin Aleph Koi, he had the status of Sanhedrin, because every appointment that was possible in Klai Yisrael, Moshe had. And all these appointments were not external to Moshe, but they flowed from his exalted personality, from his being the Av L'Neviim. And therefore, he didn't need any external demonstration or external quality to his personality, namely the Big Day Kahuna, for him to have this exalted status. Certainly not Moshe, the humblest of all people, Onav Mikol Adam. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that when Moshe did Avoda during the 7 days of the Miluim, he did it by Big Day Lovin. And that's why Moshe's name is not mentioned in this Parsha, which deals with the Big Day Kahuna, because to demonstrate that Moshe's relationship to the Kahuna wasn't... the Lechavot Teferis wasn't something external like the Begodim, but it was something internal because of the greatness of his personality. The Vilna Gaon says, though Moshe is not explicitly mentioned in the Parsha, it's alluded to because the osius of Moshe, the Hashem im with the Milui, that means, because Moshe is Mem Shin Hei, so Mem Moshe, if you take the word Mem, is spelled Mem Mem, so only the letters that are not seen, namely the Mem of the Mem being found, the Shin, which is spelled Shin Yud Nun, the Yud and the Nun, not the Shin, the Hei, which is Hei Aleph, only the Aleph, so they spell out those letters Mem Yud Nun Aleph come to 101, and the Goyin says that there are 101 psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh, which is merames on the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was, his greatness was that which was internal, hidden, not that which is public and explicit.